Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to this edition of Rush Street. This is a special edition for BDPA Chicago. Now, one of the things I like to do is talk to people who can teach me about something brand new. And so today I have the pleasure of talking to a young lady who is an expert in one of the social networks that many of us use. Her name is Tawana Ross, and she has a company called Get Over Yourself. I love that, but we're going to talk to Tawana Ross about LinkedIn. How you doing, Ms. Ross?
I am super grateful to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you know, I have to jump right into this because I've been waiting to talk to you. First of all, get over yourself. Tell me how that came to be and why you have named your company that.
This is because I finally had the wake-up call in my own life that the only thing holding me back was me. And once I had some help in seeing that within my own life, I then became adamant about helping other people see it for themselves in their lives. And so people come to me as a coach anyway because they're stuck and they have every excuse in the book for why they're stuck. And if you really listen to all of their excuses are based on something else, someone else, their circumstances. But people don't typically take ownership for the fact that their choices got them to where they are. And if they simply get out of their head and create a new self-talk track, that they can actually get the results they're looking for. But it all started with me. And it all started with the aha moment in my own life that, you know what, it's not everyone else's fault. It's not everything that put me here. It's me. It's what I told myself. And if I could get over myself, I can actually reach my goals.
Wow. Well, let me give you a proper introduction. Number one, you're a best-selling author. You're a Forbes Coaches Council and Speaker. You got to tell me a little bit what that is. But your book, How to Go from Hunter to Hunted on LinkedIn. In way of disclosure, I've been a member of LinkedIn for actually, 6 or 7 years. But I haven't really utilized it. In other words, I've been a member, and occasionally I will, when people communicate with me that they'd like to be in my network, depending on what they do and who they are, I might let them do it. But I haven't really utilized it, so I'm really interested in first your philosophy on LinkedIn, and then what do you mean by going from hunter to hunted?
I'll actually start with that. So most people who are on LinkedIn tell me exactly what you just said. They're on the platform, but they're not necessarily using it. And the other folks that I hear from are on the platform, and they're utilizing the features and functionality of it, but they're looking for opportunities, and they get frustrated because they're looking for opportunities and can't find them because LinkedIn is an ultra-competitive platform. And so my job is to help my clients go from the position of looking for opportunities to building a brand that we all need to have anyway in the gig economy, but building a brand that attracts people to you so that you can go from being the hunter to the hunted. That way you get the best use of the tool, but you also grow your brand, its visibility, and in return, create a bigger impact in your space. So,
you know,
I'm with you.
It's interesting you say that because I guess I never really thought of it for myself as being a place to look for opportunities, But I guess that is why I do hear from quite a few people. And, you know, a lot of times they're either looking for a job or looking for references to further employment or other opportunities. LinkedIn is primarily, at least my understanding, it is a business network. It's not a social network. And I think that's why I don't really utilize it that much, because a lot of times people do try to use it as a social network.
They do, and it's a totally different approach that's required. The commonality, though, is LinkedIn is about networking, right? And because my background is business in general, so my whole corporate career was based in business. So from a business perspective, networking is a skill. And the thing I love about LinkedIn is that it allows you to network with people all over the world. So the same networking that you would do locally as an entrepreneur, as an employee, or whatever space you're in, that same networking that you do face-to-face and that same skill set that you apply locally can be scaled globally, giving you a totally different layer of results. But the thing about LinkedIn that I wish people would really understand is that this is a networking tool. It's not an online resume. It's a place for you to leverage your brand. It is a massive branding tool. And as soon as you start looking at it as a branding tool, that's where you see the magic start to happen. Right, so I just kind of breeze past the whole online resume piece, but I want to circle back to that because the vast majority of profiles that I look at in a day, and mind you, as the LinkedIn professor, I look at a lot of profiles in a day, and the vast majority of them, I would quantify it as being 8 out of 10. So 8 out of 10 that I see are simply online resumes where you know that person copied and pasted their resume bullet points onto their LinkedIn profile, right? We can make that assumption because in reading through it, the content looks just like content you would see on a resume. And what I beg people to understand is that nobody likes reading resumes. Not even the hiring manager, not even a recruiter. Nobody likes reading resumes. But people do appreciate reading your brand story. They do appreciate reading about who you are as a professional and where your value lies. They do connect and engage with that kind of content. And that's what LinkedIn is about.
Did you by any chance have a chance to look at my LinkedIn page?
You know I did.
All right, so I'm going to put myself out there. Give me a quick, tell me what you saw.
Well, I saw a great opportunity for you as someone in business with a brand that's visible outside of social media. This is a great opportunity for you to extend that brand into a space where the people looking at you are people who can connect you with the right opportunities, the right resources, the right capital, right? So as a business person, your brand on LinkedIn today says, I'm good. I don't need your help. I'm all right. I'm straight, right? When your content could say, hey, everybody, this is who I am. This is what I've done. Here are the problems that I solve for the people that I serve. And, oh, by the way, let's connect.
Wow. Okay. And it's funny you said that because that is exactly what my intent was to put my information out there, but I wasn't really saying I'm looking for any opportunity. So you nailed that on the head.
Right?
But I'm greatly intrigued by what you say about capital opportunities. That's something I'm never, I'm never at a point where I can say, no, I'm not looking for any capital opportunities.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I guess I'm getting a sense of how you do what you do, in that you can take a look at a person's page and not only dissect it, but also give them some information that can allow them to, as you say, expand their brand. Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago, you said you're a LinkedIn professor.
Well, my brand name is the LinkedIn Professor, so that's my moniker.
It caught me. It caught me because LinkedIn Professor. I want to know more about what that means.
Oh, well, that's great feedback. That's exactly what a moniker should do. and it served me. It has served me well up to this point, because at the core of my business, I'm a branding coach. So I help people create the brand message that they can put out to the marketplace and establish credibility and establish authority in their space. And I found that by utilizing LinkedIn as the tool, that I have created my own brand and my own niche in this space as the LinkedIn Professor. And so part of what I do really is threefold. So I do help people create their LinkedIn presence, essentially. But the whole point of doing that is to be able to build a brand into spaces that bring revenue in for my clients. So I help them publish their first bestsellers, because most of the people that seek me out have never written a book, they've never published, and they've certainly, a lot of them haven't even thought of what life would be like to have a bestseller. So I help them do that so that they can turn right around and start building their speaking business. And that speaking, in the speaking business, that bestseller, in my opinion anyway, is mandatory, right? So if somebody wants to really carve out a space as a professional, as a paid speaker, one of the best ways that they can compete in that industry is to have a best-selling book. I know that because I've got a number one best-selling book, and that's when the whole conversation with speaking completely changed. So all of a sudden, within a matter of hours of publishing my book, six to be exact, 6 hours after I published it, it was a number one bestseller, which automatically meant that from there on out, anyone who called me to hire me to speak had to include some extra digits in that conversation.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Now, that really intrigued me, because I actually did, back some years ago, what I call a memoirs of part one, but I didn't really focus on it. I did it because I said, well, I need to start writing, because I have heard that over the years that one of the things you got to do is you got to write a book, and your goal is to have a bestseller. But I have been by inches doing what's basically the major memoir, which is part two technically, but it's going to be the major one. And I hadn't really thought about it the same way until I was listening to you. Because I didn't make the connection that one bestseller can lead or lend a lot of help to your speaking business, because I've been a public speaker for many years, but I never really focused on it. So you're giving me some tips here, and I'm going to tell the truth. I'm writing them down.
Good, very good.
Because, you know, I'm an elder. But I recognize that you're never too you never past the point where you can learn, and you never past the point where you can generate some additional income. I believe in multiple streams of income, mm-hmm. And so you're giving me some tips for that. Now, you're going to be doing a presentation in September for BDPA Chicago, and for those who are looking forward to your presentation, give me a couple of things that you're going to be dealing with, and or what is it? What are the things that you expect for people to take away from your presentation?
Well, I want folks to come prepared to take copious notes the same way you're doing, right? Because LinkedIn is subject matter that is still fairly new for a lot of people. So I want people to come prepared to learn, because I'll be covering some of the high-level overviews around why people need to be on this platform no matter what they do for a living. Right. I often hear people say things like, oh, well, I do this for a living and I don't need to be on LinkedIn. And I think to myself, really? Because if you call yourself a professional in any arena, no matter what industry it is, if you want us to believe that you're a professional, or if you ever ask us for a dollar in exchange for your product or service, and your messaging on LinkedIn doesn't portray you as a professional, then you've given us permission not to buy from you. You've given us permission not to do business with you. You've given us permission not to partner with you. And that's exactly how people judge you, by what they see on LinkedIn. So my goal when I present is to make sure that people understand the why. Why do they need to invest time and energy into their brand on LinkedIn? And it's all directly tied to someone's image, someone's brand image. Let me be more specific. The perception of someone's brand image, somebody's revenue stream, somebody's connectivity. You know, I'm a believer that your network equals your net worth. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I work with people who tell me they're sick and tired of being broke, one of the first things that comes to my mind is, OK, who are the five people you spend your time with?
Yes.
Well, you know, the people you roll with, if they're broke, guess what you're going to be? So if you don't want to be broke anymore, guess what you got to do? You got to prune your posse. Right. You got to prune your posse if you're sick and tired of being broke. But how do you do that? And that's where people come to me and they tell me things like, oh, I've not been networking. I don't have a strong network. Well, guess what? If you don't have a strong network, that's why you're broke.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your network equals your net worth. And LinkedIn is a huge player in this conversation because you're networking with other professionals. And I'll be frank with you, the average salary of LinkedIn members is $74,000 a year, whereas the average salary of the Facebook user is somewhere around $27,000. So
yeah, I believe that.
I submit to anyone that if you're spending all your time on Facebook and you're seeing a return there, so your brand is visible on Facebook and you're seeing that people are attracted to you and it turns into revenue, that's excellent. So imagine what would happen if you took a portion of that energy and directed it to LinkedIn. Imagine what would happen to your income and your revenue streams, right? Because that's the platform where people actually log on to do business. People don't log on to Facebook to do business. That's not their mindset, right? People log on to Facebook because they want to see the pictures of their grandkids and videos of cats, right?
Yes.
So
yeah,
LinkedIn is your captive audience, and so take advantage of that, use that networking skill set, and apply it to an audience that actually cares about what impact you can provide them.
All right, I only got a couple of more minutes with you, but a couple of things that you mentioned. One, that I think is very important that people understand what you're saying, that Facebook and Twitter, these are social networks, and LinkedIn is a business network, and you cannot, go to LinkedIn with a Facebook mentality. Correct?
That is so correct. And LinkedIn is not as intuitive as a Facebook or Instagram. So it does require strategy in order to stand out from the rest of the pack. But that's where you have LinkedIn coaches out there like myself who can teach that strategy, because just being on the platform is not enough. It's what do you do when you're there? How do you get the engagement from your network? How do you actually build the right network, right? The people that you are connected to on LinkedIn are directly tied to your own personal income. So do we even have the right people in our network? But then what do we do with those people? How do we engage them? More importantly, how do we show our brand as a brand that offers value? You know, are we publishing content on LinkedIn? Those are just some of the strategies that I help people build on the platform, because just being there is not enough.
Tawana Ross, you got my attention. I'm going to learn how to get over myself and how to go from hunter to hunted on LinkedIn. I am really, really interested in what you do and how you can actually assist me. And I know that there are people who are listening to this who are saying exactly the same thing. So, for one, I know those who are part of BDPA Chicago can be there in September for your presentation. But how best should a person who's hearing what you're talking about get in touch with you to have you assist them?
Well, I'll give you three ways. The best way is to pick up the phone and call me, because I'm old school like that, and I love the earnest conversation, right? So the best way to get me is to call me at area code 331-222-9540. The next best way to get me is on LinkedIn. Now, I simply request that when folks send me a connection request on LinkedIn, that they personalize it. Rather than sending the default connection request, because the default connection request comes to me and I don't know who this person is. I don't know how they found me and why they want to connect. But if someone simply mentions this recording, I'll know to accept that request with context around it. So LinkedIn is the next best place to reach me. And for those who are fans of Facebook, I can be found on Facebook at My Coach Tawana. So again, that's area code 331-222-9540, or a personalized connection request on LinkedIn or at My Coach Tawana on Facebook.
All right. Well, I'm going to be, number one, I'm already connected on LinkedIn, but you'll be hearing from me some more. And I'm going to send you a Facebook friend request. But I'm just so happy that I got a chance to talk to you and listen to you as well. Again, Tawana Ross, get over yourself. Wait, tell me that whole the whole title there. Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. Career and life coaching is my business. I am the LinkedIn professor, and my job is to help my clients go from being the hunter to the hunted. And I got to say, before we go, I must thank you. The work that you've done here in this city of Chicago, I appreciate you, and I'm truly honored to be here. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Just humble me. Make my day. All right, Ms. Ross, I look forward to talking to you again and finding ways that we can assist each other. And your goal is just, to me, is just really powerful. Again, I look forward to seeing you in September, BDPA Chicago.
Thank you so much.